This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day. Thanks for slowing down long enough to get the Word of God in you today. If you've tuned in at 7 in the morning, let's get this day started right. Maybe you've tuned in at 11:45. Let's get a quick bite to eat and let's feast on the Word of God. Maybe you've tuned in at 8:45. Well, here's a little word on your way home. Let's get the Word of God in you no matter what time it is. Let's soak in the Word of God here today, because this indeed is the transforming power of God. And Paul tells us not to be conformed here to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that's what we're going to do here today. We are about to start chapter 13. This is an ongoing study here on WGOD. Started the book of Acts last year sometime. It's taken so long because many times you're hearing some of the sermons that I preach at Island Community Church. We just wrapped up one. Was a tough word, I know. It was a word on idolatry. That's what we looked at Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And I'm going through the Gospel of Mark at church this week. We are in chapter 12, I believe. You're invited out to Island Sunday morning at 10:30. Yes, this week we're looking in chapter 12. We're looking at the parable of the wicked vine dressers as I'm flipping my pages here. Yeah, so that's where we're at here this week, Mark chapter 12. Following week should be interesting, too, as we look at Peter's take on the tribulation. Remember, the Gospel of Mark is the first-hand account eyewitnessed by Peter. The famous text people use is Matthew chapter 24 as they look at end times prophecy. We're going to look at Mark chapter 13. This will be Peter's account of the Lord's sermon, not on the mount, but sermon on the Mount of Olives is what we're going to look at. That'll be the following week. You're invited, though, this weekend, Sunday morning, Mark chapter 12. We'd love to see you. If you're looking for a church home, if you're hungry for the Word, if you enjoy what you hear day in and day out here on WGOD Radio, why don't you stop by Island Community Church this weekend? Give us a visit. Love to meet you. Now, with no further ado, let's get in now to chapter 13 in our study in the book of Acts. Now, in the church that was at Antioch, there were certain prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon, who's called Niger, Lucius, Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. And as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, "Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away. So notice, please, who does the speaking? The text didn't say God the Father spoke. The text here didn't say God the Son spoke. But the Bible says the Holy Spirit says. You see, this is another verse that proves the doctrine of the Trinity, of the Holy Trinity. The Holy Spirit is a person. He speaks for himself. And not just here in this text, there are others in the Bible as well. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30 tells us the Holy Spirit can be grieved. He is a person. You can't grieve the wind. You can't grieve an inanimate object. The Holy Spirit is a person. He's the third person of the Trinity. Now remember, here in the New Testament, actually starting in Acts chapter 1, when the Lord Jesus Christ is carried up into heaven, and then 10 days later on the Feast of Pentecost, on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit descends on the 120 in the upper room, this starts his ministry. This is not the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ right now. It's not the ministry of God the Father right now. This is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. This is his time on earth. He is the one speaking. Thus says the Holy Spirit. We looked at before Agabus the prophet and the astounding words he says, thus says, not thus says the Lord. It's thus says the Holy Spirit. Now the Holy Spirit is God, of course. Remember, Peter said in Acts chapter 5 to Ananias and Sapphira, you have not lied to men, you have lied to God. The Holy Spirit is God, but he's his own distinct person as well and part of the Trinity. Now let's move on here, verse 4. So being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Seleucia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus. Now remember, Barnabas and Paul are set apart here. The Holy Spirit commanded to separate Barnabas and Saul for a special work that he has called them to do. So notice, I mean, the first things that they do is they fasted and prayed about it. I think that's lost on us sometimes too. When was the last time you fasted and prayed over an important decision? Oh, that's so important to do. When you're contemplating a major move, maybe a career change, maybe you're thinking of quitting a long-time job that you've had, maybe you're thinking of upping and up, maybe you're thinking of getting up and moving your family somewhere to a different place. Oh, let me encourage you, friend, fast and pray first. Seek the face of God. Remember this too. I don't know. I didn't plan on talking about this, but let's talk about this. This is very important. Let me read this verse to you for those of you that are thinking about contemplating a big change in your life. Let me flip a couple of pages here to Acts chapter 17, Paul's sermon on Mars Hill. Listen to what he says here, starting in verse 26. It's Acts 17, 26. It says, and he, this is Paul speaking of God the Father, he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on the face of the earth, and he has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. The important thing is, friend, for you to see these two things. God has determined when you live. That is, of all the ages and all the times you could be alive, think it not a coincidence that God's got you alive here. Here it is. Well, today's date when I'm recording this, Wednesday, June the 8th, 2016, God's got you alive here. I believe all the evidence points to it. At the end of the age, of all the times you could have lived, the sovereignty of God has placed you alive right here now, rapidly approaching the end of the age. Now, maybe you say, what am I going to do with that? I don't know. But this, though, God has determined your boundaries of where you live. Now, let me tell you a story. Once a while ago, I thought the grass was greener on the other side, and I picked up my family and we moved. Left a job here at the radio station. I wasn't pastoring full time. I was just interim, and got up and left and went to where I thought the grass was greener somewhere else. And let me tell you, it was the biggest mistake. It was a terror. It was when you get out of the boundaries for where you're supposed to be, your life is now one running against the wind. Everything that you do fails. honest people lie, cheat, and steal you. It's like something's happened. Well, what's happened is I got outside of the will of God. I got outside of the boundaries of God. God has determined my pre-appointed times and the boundaries for my dwellings. It's the same thing with you. You are supposed to be in a particular place. Maybe you're going there now. Maybe you're in the wrong place right now. Maybe the boundaries of your dwellings is somewhere else. Do you find yourself running against the wind right now where everything you do is failing? And you know in your heart you're supposed to be somewhere else. Let me encourage you. Get back to where you're. Turn, repent of the sin you've committed, and get back to where you're supposed to be. And then God will resume his plan with you. Then you'll be running with the wind. Then you'll have the wind in your sails. Then you'll have the Holy Spirit blessing you with what you do. Then you'll have the Midas touch again, like you used to have, where everything that you touched turned to gold. Let me encourage you, get back to where you're supposed to be. And then God will resume his plan, just like Jonah. When Jonah came back to God, what does it say to him? What does the word say to us? It says, then the word of God came to Jonah the second time. Let me encourage you, find out through fasting and prayer where you're supposed to be. If perhaps that's supposed to be somewhere different because he's moving you somewhere different, or because you never should have left in the first place. Again, God has determined our pre-appointed times and the boundaries of our dwelling. Let me encourage you to get back to where you are supposed to be. There's no worse feeling than being outside of the will of God. Now, it's not necessarily sin that gets you there. It wasn't sin that took me out of here. I really wanted to improve my life. I thought I was doing the right thing. I wasn't running because of sin. I was trying to do the right thing. I was trying to be a better provider. I was trying to move on up. It wasn't because of anything bad that took me out of what I was doing. So it's not necessarily sin, but God's determined the boundaries of where you do it. He has you where you're at for a reason. Or he's moving you. Your ministry is moving on to somewhere else for a reason. I just want to remind you how important it is before you move and go somewhere that you're certain of what you're doing. And that's going to come about through doing what they did here in the book of Acts. When the Lord himself or the Holy Spirit here tells them what to do, what did they do? The Holy Spirit says, separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I've called them to do. Then, having fasted and prayed, then they laid hands on them and sent them away. Likewise with you. When you're going, if you're thinking about going somewhere, fast and pray about it first. And then, as your friends and the people and your pastor at the church lay hands on you and commission you and send you on your way as well. Fast and pray first. Remember, God has determined the boundaries of your dwellings. We'll be back again soon. You're listening to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.